Yeah, here is here's our friend from the Lexington Herald Leader, Mark Story. Mark, good morning.
Morning, Jack.
How are you, man?
I'm outstanding.
Yes, you are, and I really appreciated the article that you wrote earlier this week on Bill Ransdell. That was really good, and I know Bill appreciated it too.
Yeah, I was actually at that game. My 22-year-old self was at the game when Kentucky last beat Florida in football. It was really, really cold, and it was like misting rain, and Kentucky just completely dominated the game everywhere except on the scoreboard.
Yeah.
So we got down to like a minute to go, and it was 10-3, and Florida starts driving down the field, and you sort of have this, oh, no, here it goes again feeling. And then Florida had reached the Kentucky 21-yard line on a long pass, but Tony Mays, a Kentucky defensive back, came in behind Ricky Natiel, the Florida receiver, and knocked the ball loose and fell on it, and Kentucky beat Florida 10-3, and none of us leaving the stadium that day had any idea we would never see that again.
Yeah, that's right, for 30 years. Well, yesterday we asked the question of the day, is this the year UK finally breaks its 30-year losing streak? And 61% said no, this isn't the year. That's kind of pessimistic.
Well, you know, that's interesting. But if you look at Kentucky's history with these long losing streaks, and unfortunately, you know, they've had a chance to break several really long losing streaks. They broke the 26-year Tennessee losing streak in a way nobody saw coming, in a year when Kentucky had no healthy scholarship quarterback, had to play a wide receiver at quarterback, and you know, nobody was expecting anything, and Kentucky won the game. And you look when they broke what I think was a 17-year losing streak to teams coached by Steve Spurrier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most of that was at Florida, but he was at South Carolina, and South Carolina went on to win the SEC East the year Kentucky actually beat them, and South Carolina was ahead 28-10 at halftime against Kentucky. And South Carolina's best player, their running back Marcus Lattimore, got hurt. They didn't play in the second half, and to its credit, Kentucky took advantage of his absence, and the momentum of the game completely changed, and Kentucky pulled that one out. So, you know, there is something to the idea that these streaks are more likely to end when you're not really expecting it, I think.
Well, Deidre, you made a good point earlier this morning. You said the team feels like they can win.
It just seems like, Mark, when you guys – interview the team and you're out there at the practices and as they're coming out of the locker room and things and visiting with these guys, you know, their confidence level is just different this year. And I love that for them because I know that they've always been in each other, and that can wane as the season goes on if you're really having a difficult season. They not only believe in each other, they believe in the coaches, they believe in the support that they've got in the community, they believe in the university. It seems to be a great year for this group of guys.
I do think there's something to that, and I think some of that is when you won 10 of your last 14 games, which Kentucky has done. I mean, I think, you know, that builds and breeds confidence, and I do think that Kentucky's going into this game from a positive frame of mind with the honest belief they can win it.
Well, you can read all about it in this morning's Lexington Herald Leader and at Kentucky.com. And how else can we follow you, Mark?
I'm on Twitter at Mark C. Story. That's at Mark C. Story.
Have a great weekend, Mark. Go Big Blue.
Thanks, Jack. You guys, too.
You.